Kyla,
Casey,
and Carol.
And welcome back to the 101 podcast.
Hi.
Hello.
Sorry, I don't know what that was.
That sounds like something on Sesame Street.
Hello.
Keep that in.
It will stay in. Good. This is the first episode of the new decade.
Well,
2020.
The first one we're recording. You've already heard one.
Well, yes, sorry. The first time we're recording 2020.
Yeah. It's a new decade. It's really exciting. I don't feel that different.
Can you believe Mono One's been going on for 2 decades now?
Oh my god. What a dad joke.
Wow. I hated everything about that. That's okay, though. Good job. First joke of 2020, guys.
We're really off to
a
start.
That is certainly a something.
Mm. Do you guys have any resolutions?
My resolution is to open debate.
My resolution is to kick Casey off the podcast. Caroline and I. Well, I.
No!
Oops. Podcast over, guys. It's done.
Oops.
Oops.
Okay. I hear your motion to open debate.
Thanks.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Die.
Did you say die?
Die. Debate is now open.
Wow. Well, resolutions, for real. Mm-hmm. Do you have any 101 resolutions?
Make everything a confrontation.
Yeah. Oh. No, Caroline and I have discussed this.
Radical honesty 2020.
Just be brutal all the time, as much as possible. This is no man's
land. Keep nothing anonymous. I'm just kidding. Anything you say to us that you want to share, like, thoughts and opinions.
Canon will be used in a court of law.
No, we'll be kept anonymous because we believe in open dialogue and not trying to expose people for what they say. Like,
that's true.
We will know. No one else will know, though.
That's true.
Do you trust us?
See, the thing is, we've established our circle of trust. And that is the three people in this room.
Yep.
This is the circle of trust.
Find your circle of trust and start a podcast with
Find
them.
Your triad and then your that's it. Just
podcast, a website, and an Instagram.
Unbreakable walls. It's fine.
How many walls do we have?
Three. One, two, three.
We have a beautiful triangle house.
Okay.
Yeah, we do.
All right. We want to get rid of the elephant in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Rankings did come out.
They sure did.
On the day we're recording this.
Yeah. Today.
So, obviously, we want to do an episode discussing rankings, our opinions, our thoughts, and...
Prayers.
Well, just...
More Bible content.
More observations.
Oh my God, more Bible content.
Because we were discussing before, and we'll say this before we talk about the rankings. It won't be coming the Monday that you're obviously listening to this episode, but next week... next Monday, we'll have it out to you.
Yeah.
A discussion about our thoughts and rankings. But we just wanted to, like, clarify that, obviously, Best Delegate puts a lot of work and time and resources into making these, and they've been very successful. People definitely trust and lean on these rankings. But I think it's worth it to have a talk about, like, oh, you know, here's how the methodology, like, almost just a commentary on it. The positives, mm-hmm. And I mean, like...
We were talking about, like, ESPN.
We see Best Delegate, like, the ESPN.
About, like, you know, we're following currently the NCAA basketball rankings. They have full 3-hour-long segments discussing it. Why can't we have that about Model UN? It's not going to be 3 hours, I promise. Maybe like, a quick 45-minute.
Yeah.
But, you know... We're not criticizing teams and their performances. We're, like, not trying to come for people's throats. We're not trying to come for Best Delegate's throat. We're not trying to do any of that. It's just, like, to create a dialogue. And I think that's kind of been our whole goal with everything. It's, like, why can't this be discussed?
Yeah.
Why does it have to be this, like, hyper-competitive, like, oh, if you say anything, like, I don't know. It just feels taboo to talk about it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that we can break that and, like, actually have a meaningful conversation.
Yeah, and because so much of the circuit is, like, a really small world. Like, you run into the exact same people at all these conferences, and, like, secretariats know each other and blah, 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 blah. It's good to talk about it, but I also get why people are really hesitant to share their opinions.
Yeah. So, we posted today on our story asking for people's thoughts and opinions, and we'll continue posting that to try and get some feedback, because, you know, you guys are the people on the circuit. Only Casey is on the circuit for us currently. So Caroline and I just hear what we hear from you guys and from our friends and whatever, and what we see on social media. So the more input that we can get from you, the better the episode is going to be, especially if you are going to conferences that we don't go to or have never been to. Yeah. Like, I can't say anything about a California conference because I've never been to a California conference. So, you know, give us your input. Don't feel like we're going to try and stage you as a bad person, or we're going to be like, ooh, well, this person from this team said this about this team. Like, that's not the
goal. We're going to share your opinions without the names, without like the teams that you're commenting from. And we might not even share like direct quotes. We might just incorporate it into like the direction we're heading for what we want to discuss in the episode. Mm-hmm. So that's that. Moving ahead.
Yeah. So into stay tuned.
Next episode.
It'll be next week. This week's kind of fun.
Yeah. Hopefully.
We're trying something new. Yeah. So hopefully this could be bad, but we've resolved that we're going to post it regardless. So this could be a trash episode you're about to listen to, so stay tuned.
How many listeners just dropped?
No, stay tuned, though. So I guess that you could call this the Mad Libs of Mun.
Ooh,
That's good. Because
that's what I'm going to title.
Basically, what we're going to do. Mun Libs. That's good. That's good.
Yep.
Okay. God, brainstorming on the fly.
It's actually just an episode about liberal people who do mulling.
Every person in
me.
No, that's not true, though. It's that's not true. Anyway, we're not going to get into politics right now.
Nope.
We can have that be a separate episode. After the Iowa caucuses, we're going to have a discussion. But basically, I have been deemed keeper of the words. So I have a hat here.
Maybe next time we do this, we'll, like, switch around.
It's a hat.
The words.
From Captiva Island.
Yep.
It's blue.
Yep. It's my hat.
More like a teal, I'd say. It's, it's kind of pretty.
Aqua?
Aqua, maybe. Turquoise? Whatever.
Sure.
We're just, like, trying to provide you a visual experience through this audio format.
Here's some ASMR.
Oh.
That's the sound of papers crinkling in the hat. It is full of words that I have written on pieces of paper that Caroline and Casey are going to take, I think, four of to start.
Sure.
Yeah.
They're just random words, and they're going to have to build an arc from them. I'm going to give the topic of the committee.
Okay.
And a very general description of who they are.
Great.
But it's going to be very vague, and they're just going to have to...
God, I'm opening up my notes already. They're going
to have to solidify it.
I can't wait.
We're going to have to crop out a lot of thinking time.
We'll put a timer on. Kyla will. I'll cut out the time we spent thinking, but maybe we'll have like 5 minutes to come up with an arc kind of thing. It's almost like last week we did building an arc or creating an arc. I forget what I titled the episode. I think building. But now we're going to show you real time. Inner workings of our mind. And then as we continue,
you can give your feedback.
We're going to like, Kyla's going to tell us what she thinks of it, and then we're going to have to pull some more words and like kind of keep building the arc.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully this is like a funny, fingers crossed.
Maybe.
Maybe. Or at least helpful episode. Entertaining.
It could be.
We're very nervous about this being successful.
I
think we can do it.
I think it's going to be fine. So your committee is that you are... members of a secret society.
Great.
In modern day America.
Just a secret society?
Is this because you're listening to
book? I'm listening to a book about secret societies.
Is this because we also talked about it yesterday?
Yes. You're members of a secret society.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Caroline?
Yeah.
You are an elderly man. And by elderly, I mean like you're like 85.
Not even
to
like
90.
A stretch, though.
Like you're like old.
I already. Okay. Fair enough.
She's there. She's there.
I already am.
That's great.
Great.
Casey.
Am I a baby?
No. Am I a baby in a secret society?
Yes.
Hey, I was 11 one time in a committee, so.
That's very fair. No, you are 33.
Yep. That's important.
You're a 33-year-old woman.
It's a very biblical number.
Woman.
So, your status is within the society, which I've decided, it's called The Ring.
Okay.
Based off of the movie?
No, unrelated. Okay. I'm not going to tell you why it's called that, but it is called that. Caroline? You're kind of interesting because people think you're really rich, but you're horribly cash poor.
Great.
You have
a lot of assets.
You know, you have a lot of assets, but they're not easy to liquidate. Like, you have a really big house, but it's, like, a weird one that no one really wants. Like, it's full of... You have a lot of antiquities that are exciting.
Sounds right.
You have things, but you don't have a lot of actual money, but people swear that you do. You, on the other hand, people think that you're very poor. And they let you in because they felt bad. But you actually have a great uncle that will eventually make you rich. You are kind of poor right now. But eventually, when he dies, you will be the sole heir to his fortune.
Does he send me money when I ask for it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know your personal relationships. The general purpose of the society is to keep America on track with their goals.
With the society's goals?
With the society's goals, yes. They know a lot of very important people, and they're constantly working to make sure that America does not become unhinged, basically.
Okay. Well, we already are, so.
Well, they did it not could be worse. Recently. It could be worse.
All right, all right.
Do with that what you will.
All right. Okay. So should we draw the four?
Draw your four, and then I'll set a timer for 5 minutes.
Okay, we won't read them aloud until we
No, share don't read them out loud.
And then we'll, like, read our plans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just, like, I want to get
wait.
In here around.
Oh. Okay. I mean, that's God
okay.
telling me.
That's God telling you that was it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to set the timer now.
Okay.
Hope everyone's excited. Start.
Wow, I paused that, so, like, we've cut the 5 minutes out, and you also did not have to hear the blaring alarm off of the iPhone, but, like, we both finished with, like, 20 seconds, like, right in time.
Yeah.
We really capitalized on those 5 minutes.
Good job, guys. I'm really proud of you. So, as headmaster of the ring, I'm ready to hear about what you plan to do and who you have decided to be.
Okay.
Now, go first.
I can read you my little story I wrote of, like, the arc and where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
This is just kind of, like, the beginning. I don't know if you want my whole vision or, like, why I'm doing this.
We'll see, because I'm going to make you draw more pieces of paper.
I also don't really know what I'm doing, so
that's
we're
okay.
in the same place.
We'll start with the front.
I think I'll just read the story, and then we'll see where it goes, because I think I know where I'm going with this. So,
okay, that's good.
First, I want to share the four words that I had.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I had betrayal,
mm-hmm.
Ooh. Rulers,
ooh.
Stonks, mm-hmm. and Toledo.
So, okay, that's great.
That's funny.
I'm going to have my assistant reach out to a local financial business in Toledo to inquire about a company that works in Stonks for their public image campaign.
Okay.
So I'm going to pretend that I have much knowledge in marketing and branding companies to improve community outreach.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to start by creating Rulers Aren't Just for the Rich, which is a nonprofit that helps with STEM education for the underprivileged youth in Toledo.
There we go.
So we're going to teach them how to be, like, really good at math, engineering, and finance, like Stonks. So, like
rulers as in, like, measuring devices?
Exactly.
Okay, good.
They're only for rich people.
I looked at it, and I was like, I could take this one in two ways.
Well, I meant it as the measuring device, so I'm glad that you took it.
All right. So, I'm going to take... I love doing this. It's like taking the best of the trained.
Sure.
So, like, my, like, most motivated, fastest learners, we're going to take a group of them, and we're going to start... they're going to create a social media campaign using the Stonks meme.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That will highlight the political betrayal... That has happened on behalf of, you know, the American president. So we're starting very much a rage against the machine scenario here. And that's where I've begun.
Okay.
I have one question. What's your name?
Oh, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Great to
Sharon
meet you.
Sharon Stone, I could go by.
Cool. Sharon's, that's good. Okay. Sharon Stone, the 33-year-old woman.
Yes.
Hi, would you care to introduce yourself, Mr. Old Man?
My name is Caligula.
Caligula!
Yeah.
She went all the way. All right.
Sharon Stone was only a little bit.
Sharon Stone and Caligula. Okay, good.
Okay.
I hope everyone thinks we think we're as funny as we think we are.
What were your words?
My words were hurricane. Go karts. Hold on. She's gonna get hard.
She got really good ones.
I snorted. Hold on, I'm sorry. one's, like, so funny, and I don't know why.
Do you want me to read the next word?
I know what it is. Oh, God.
Hurricane, go-karts, vehicular manslaughter.
At least you got go-karts with the vehicular manslaughter.
I can't believe you got those two together. That's insane.
And then cockroaches.
Yeah, she got wild ones.
So now
I can't wait to hear this.
So now that I'm crying. So, a little bit of background. Kyla mentioned that I have, like, a lot of stuff in a very strange old house that no one really wants to buy.
Yes.
Well, that's because it's been passed into my family for generations.
Sure.
And, like, we haven't really... We're not, like, handy people, so we don't really know how to fix it. Mm-hmm. And we also have no money because mm-hmm. all this stuff has been passed down, so we haven't been able to hire people.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up in this, you know, creepy old gross house, and there's all these cockroaches. So I've been terrified of cockroaches for, like, my entire life.
I like how you saw cockroaches, and you're like, I'm not going to use them. I'm going to make them part of my personality.
I'm afraid of them.
And hurricanes, and go-karts, and vehicular manslaughter. So here's my arc.
Bold, honestly.
So, my house, this, like, our family's house is in the Florida Panhandle, which is, like, you know, old money, but no one, you know, there's not a lot of wealth left over
when
there
I
anymore.
When I think Florida Panhandle, I think old money.
I don't know if you're being serious or not.
I'm not.
They kind of broke up there.
Okay, let's go. Yeah, but we were one of, you know, the wealthier families.
Okay.
No, I mean, there are definitely some wealthy people there.
So, you know, there's a hurricane coming. It's hurricane season, you know, around September, October.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta get out of town.
Of course.
The thing is, I'm 85.
Yeah,
and I haven't bought a car in years. Sure. So what do I take? My go-kart.
For the beach that you had.
Yes. I take it sure. on the sides of roads, and I drive all the way up to D.C. Because that's where I'm imagining the secret society is headquartered.
Yeah, it is.
Or it has at least a headquarters.
I hope you're on the sidewalk sometimes.
I just take it up to D.C. It's not doing super hot, because, you know, it's a freaking go-kart.
Yeah.
Crisis rates back, like, you've barely made it, but it happened.
Yeah. So on my way up to D.C., mm-hmm. there's a cockroach in my go-kart.
Oh, no.
Which is bad. So I get scared, and I swerve, and I hit someone.
Oh, God.
That man...
Oh, God.
Was Donald J. Trump?
No, that man is Mitch McConnell.
Good.
I, like, imagine being Crisis and receiving a note that says, like, I committed vehicular manslaughter on Mitch McConnell. And Crisis, like, I didn't tell you could do that. And you're like, he's
but
dead.
I'm sorry. I hate to tell you this, but Mitch McConnell is dead.
So.
Oh, God.
I hit Mitch McConnell. He dies.
Sure.
Now there's an investigation. Because I've been charged with vehicular manslaughter, so I have to go to court.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally, they have to go through all of Mitch McConnell's stuff,
mm-hmm.
and that's where my arc starts. Is them going through Mitch McConnell's stuff and my stuff, and we'll figure something out.
So your arc is you're being investigated by the DC Metro Police?
And Mitch McConnell's being investigated.
That's good.
Ooh. Okay, all right.
I like this. That kind of led into one of my optional crisis arcs.
Okay.
Or crisis updates.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you one right now.
Great. Is there a hurricane?
No, there's not. So, in recent days,
mm-hmm.
you might have seen in the news
okay.
that where the Bean in Chicago yes. once was,
oh no,
there's now an interdimensional portal there.
Whoa, what?
Lots of tourists have fallen in. It's a very scary situation. People are very nervous about it. And recently, due to an ongoing police investigation about vehicular manslaughter, they've found some interesting documents linked to an unnamed suspect
oh.
that referenced some financial interactions with a group called The Ring, and they've looked into it, and they're a little bit suspect about it. They don't really know. There seems to be a lot of big names associated
Caligula.
With this org. So the media, the Times, in fact, did an editorial piece.
Okay.
You know, connecting some dots. What does the ring mean? Who's in it? What's going on? Mm-hmm. Do they know how to solve the interdimensional portal problem at the Bean? The Bean portal, if you will. How can we get the tourists back? Does the ring know, or did they cause it?
Oh.
How are you going to handle this? Also, please draw two more.
Two more?
You'll have five more minutes.
This is kind of
fun. All right.
Okay. Okay. Have fun.
I'll give it a pause and we'll report back when our 5 minutes is up. I finished right as the alarm went off.
I'm really proud of you both.
I'm very excited. All right. Do you want to know what my two words were?
Yes, please.
I got manager. Uh-huh. Okay.
Sure.
Pretty
sure.
Easy. Pretty easy. And mega toads.
Big ones.
I love
big old toads.
What?
I was just thinking about them.
All right. Here's how the arc continues.
Please.
So, I'm going to call my manager, Craig. Mm-hmm. So, Craig thinks I'm the, like, actual actress Sharon Stone. Okay. Even though we just share the same name. Okay. Like, I'm not actually the actress.
How is he supposed to know?
Craig has only talked to me over the phone, though. So he thinks, like... Oh, okay. And I've shown him, like, you know, I've paid with a credit card, Sharon Stone's on it. So he thinks, like, this is actually Sharon Stone.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
So...
Solid.
I'm calling Craig, and I'm gonna ask him to get me in touch, because he's, like, a manager for stars. He can get me in touch with the New York Times, the Washington Post, and other news sources. Because I want them to do an op-ed on my, what I've called now, Stonks for the People campaign.
Uh-huh.
So... They're going to be having a rally, and I'm going to invite all of the press to attend this rally to see Sharon Stone's Stonks for the People, Underprivileged Youth, STEM, Rage Against the Machine campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So I will always use Sharon Stone with all of these outlets, and I'm never going to meet them in person. So hopefully that convinces them that it's the actual actress Sharon Stone who's inviting them to this event. So I'm also going to have my manager contact a scientist at MIT, who's now a biologist, or who is a biologist, about secretly procuring mega toads for a Sharon Stone movie.
Oh, sure.
And I just
Sharon
write...
Sharon and the toads.
I just write...
Of course.
It's the worst remake of Josie and the Pussycats ever.
Sharon and the toads. Oh.
So I just write, they agree. Because, you know, crisis can't respond to me to tell me otherwise.
No, I'll tell you they agree.
So, while Stonks for the People activists are at the protests, I will get a guy I hired from Craigslist with the false name, Mitch McConnell, to release the megatoads at the protest.
Oh.
So, I just discovered this word the other day, so I'm going to share with all of you, unless you already know the term. But it's a political science term called October Surprise, where, like, a big, like... You know, hullabaloo happens in October that might change the outcome of the November election.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So I'm hoping that the, like, massive, like, toad invasion at this youth protest event run by Sharon Stone.
Mm-hmm.
With Mitch McConnell in attendance?
With Mitch McConnell having hired the man who released the toads.
Of course.
Well, supposedly.
Will create sort of an October surprise effect, mm-hmm. where it looks like the Republicans are trying to foil youth activism.
Ooh,
so,
good.
And distract, because all of the news coverage is there. Mm-hmm. I'm just right now trying to distract from the Bean portal.
That's good. So, that's good.
Thank you.
One question, quick.
Mm-hmm.
Are we doing one more round after this, or...
We could do one more round, and then I have a bonus round that we could try.
Okay.
That's not, like, quite the same, but I want to see how it happens.
Okay,
we have to debate about the portal live on...
Live.
Okay. So, let me pull up my things. So, my words were ex-wife's stepdaughter and pappardelle, which is a type of pasta. It's like a flat type, like,
it's very
flat,
fat.
Very wide type of pasta.
So, like a lasagna noodle.
No, it's not that wide. It's like, yeah, it's
somewhere between a fettuccine, like, and a
it's
lasagna.
Like about,
noodle.
It's probably like your thumb's width wide.
Yeah,
I'd say
she's pretty thick.
Like a Pennsylvania Dutch egg noodle width, but not twisted.
Yeah, a little like chunkier than that.
Yeah.
She's pretty chunk. I'll pull up a picture of pappardelle for you. We'll put one on the Instagram,
as we always say.
So it's ex-wife, stepdaughter, and pappardelle. So my ex-wife ended up remarrying an Italian American man. Kyla just, yep, that's
Pappardelle. We're reviewing Pappardelle. Okay.
Yes.
Yep. So, remarried an Italian-American man. He has a daughter that therefore became her stepdaughter. You know how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Our divorce was amicable. It was mainly because I broke an heirloom vase that was her mother's because there was a cockroach on it, and I couldn't stand it. So, bring in cockroaches all the way through the story.
That's nice.
Tie
him in.
As an Italian-American, obviously, he owns an Italian-American restaurant. In the DC metro area.
Of course.
Because, like, what else would you do as an Italian-American?
I love using coincidences in my crisis arc.
Yeah,
surprise.
It just so happens.
Shockingly. This happened.
Turns out, through some people that I know through the ring, that restaurant is also a front for the mob. So that's fun.
My mouth is gay.
Are we back in the 70s in New York City?
Yes.
No, this is modern day DC mob. Still working behind DC Italian restaurants. The DC
metro area mob.
Italian American mob.
Yes. So, I reach out to the stepdaughter, because we're on amicable terms, like, we both, you know, still like her mom, and obviously I've had to pay child support, whatever. I reach out, because I have a little bit of money.
I'm wondering if you're paying child support to the stepdaughter, though.
Oh, no, she's old enough, you're right, I'm not paying child support anymore. I was, but...
It's okay, semantics behind us.
I'm sorry, I'm old, I forgot how old my stepdaughter was.
My stepdaughter's 42 and I'm paying child support.
She's not even my stepdaughter. She's just
someone else's stepdaughter.
It doesn't matter.
Yep.
So I reach out to her. You know, we're friendly. She knows that I really like pasta. And she knows that I'm also in kind of like dire straits because, you know, I've killed Mitch McConnell.
Yeah.
So, you know, among my court fees and everything, I reach out for some free pasta. She obliges, sends me some pappardelle. You know, I'm eating good for about a week. Just pasta. By itself with some butter, because you know I'm a simple man. I'm 85, my taste buds are basically gone. Her only condition to this is that I send a little bit of money to what I think would be a reputable cause. I send it back to the ring, because you know they've helped me out. I was in dire straits. They helped me get a lawyer and everything.
Sure.
But I don't put it in my name. I put it in the guy's name who owns the restaurant, because you know
I thought you were gonna say put it in Sharon Stone's name, and no. I was like, are you gonna find me?
No, I put it in his name because, you know, he helped me, it was his product, it was his stepdaughter who sent me the stuff, you know.
Of course.
Nice people.
Okay.
That's great. That's where that part is.
Okay. Interesting. I would like to report that our neighbors are very loud. I would also like to report that the portal has grown.
Oh no.
It has fully enveloped the entire park that the bean once sat in.
I was so worried it would be all of Chicago.
Not quite yet, but it's growing rapidly. So, I, as the headmaster,
mm-hmm.
now command that all members of the ring must go to Chicago to confront the portal immediately.
Wow. Oh God. You're a real crisis director. You're, like, making everybody just, like, go somewhere.
You have to do it.
Okay.
You must now figure out how you will battle the portal and what you will do to try to close it. I am not a magician, not into interdimensional stuff. I can't give you any advice.
Great.
But I hope that you can figure it out.
All right.
You may draw two more.
All right.
You have 5 minutes.
5 minutes. All right, Kyla just called time.
Yep. I hope you're ready.
We are ready.
Yep.
I am ready. All right. So the two words I got... Or my friend Paul. I guess that's three words, but...
It's fine. I got ex-wife's stepdaughter.
And Invisalign. So at first I'm like, where am I going with this? And then I know exactly where I'm going with this. Okay, get this. I journey to Chicago
mm-hmm.
with 5 megatodes and a large amount. Say
we
50...
Won, I'm sorry. We did.
We just won a basketball game our school
big
did.
Game. Big by game. 8 points. Big game. Okay.
Oh, wow. Big... Much excitement. Okay.
Woo! Sorry.
5 megatodes and a large amount, say 50,000, mobilized youth protesters. I say that the portal is yet another example of our leadership's failure to confront the climate crisis, and that to solve this crisis, we need to ensure that we can effectively control the portal. So I'm going to have my friend Paul, who is an Invisalign technician, modify the tech they use to create Invisalign for his patients with the help of an MIT biologist, the one I used to acquire the megatodes.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
So using the megatodes, please excuse me, but skin secretions with the advanced technology of Invisalign, as well as the game Portal's Wikia on how to make a portal gun, they successfully control the portal. They craft one of those, you know, portal gun mm-hmm. shooty things you see in Portal.
Clearly.
Okay. They use it to relocate the portal to right on top of the White House. And so they send the White House and effectively, you know, I guess we're going to use it around Washington, D.C. So we're sending basically all D.C. politicians as well as the mega frogs to another dimension. And I'm going to basically say we drained the swamp because I also sent the frogs there. Okay, so I'm gonna run. Now it's October, mind you. The election is in November.
Big deal.
All of the politicians are gone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna run Sharon Stone for president in 2020, and with all of Washington gone and a ton of supporters, I effectively win the election for president.
With all of Washington gone.
And I have the capability to open portals to other dimensions.
Wow.
So Paul becomes my VP, and my manager, Craig, becomes my chief of staff.
Wow. Congratulations, President Stone. We're very proud of you. Ring is thrilled to have someone designated, of such prestige.
Think designated survivor show.
Oh, the inspiration.
But, like, I wasn't a politician in the first place. No. I was the one who made all the politicians disappear with a portal.
All right.
So, I head to Chicago, pappardelle in tow. I still have a little bit left over. There's a weird old tradition from the panhandle that says anytime you see a crack in the sidewalk, like you see someone step on it, you have to shoot that crack with your family gun to, like, as a sort of vibe check for the crack.
There's a saying in the panhandle, we have to vibe check the crack.
Can that be the teaser for the episode?
Yes.
Vibe check the crack. All
right. Right. So you have to shoot it. Don't ask me why. Panhandle's a weird place. Mm-hmm. You never know. So as I hobble up to the bean, gun in tow, as you do when you come from the panhandle, I see a man step on the crack. I immediately draw my gun, shoot said crack, and I didn't kill a man this time. And to my surprise, this trap door opens up. So, you know, me being 85, I have a little bit of a struggle going down these little steps to get in. But when I get in there, I find out that it's full of D.C. politicians. And also, Mitch McConnell.
Is this where I sent the politicians?
Mitch McConnell is in this, like, weird little hideout room where they're all hiding from the portal. So I realize that there's only one way that this is going to go down. It's going to be Mortal Kombat with Mitch McConnell. But potentially interdimensional Mitch McConnell.
Of course.
So, I have a gun. Mitch McConnell brought nothing to a gunfight. So,
Mitch McConnell didn't not even know knife. He was going to a gunfight.
Mitch McConnell didn't even know that Caligula was on his way. So.
And the United States government just tapped into this podcast.
Caligula. Well,
my last few searches were vehicular manslaughter, Mitch McConnell, and Pappardelle. So, who knows what I've got going on. So I realize there's only one way to do this. I shoot Mitch McConnell. He evaporates because, you know, you can't have interdimensional Mitch McConnell.
Mm-hmm.
It can't exist. And suddenly all the bad energy is gone. The portal closes up. All the bad stuff that Mitch McConnell brought because he never got vibe checked. All that bad stuff was what caused the portal.
McConnell's bad vibes caused the portal in Chicago. For some reason, at the beginning.
And Caroline fixed it by shooting the crack. We're very proud of her.
No, Caroline didn't fix it.
I'm sorry, Caligula.
Caligula fixed it.
The 85-year-old man, Caligula, from the panhandle of Florida.
Wait, is that like an authentic thing in the panhandle, or did you make
that
up?
No, I made that up.
Okay, good. It's like, that's crazy.
You could almost believe it.
I could almost believe it.
She Googled panhandle, and that was actually the first result, was like one of those quote websites.
Wow. That was really wonderful. I think that's it on the story end. I had a bonus round. I don't really know if it's going to work, though, because like the more that I think about it, I'm not sure. I think this is
every
a little ambitious.
Every crisis director before they just throw it into the committee anyway.
Yeah, it's just a little ambitious. And it's kind of outside of the committee that we just had. Yeah, congratulations on Finiston committee. That was really beautiful.
Wow.
You win co-best delegates you would at some conferences.
It's an ad hoc and we all get gavels.
I hate that. I think
it's cheap.
Anyway, I don't like it. Regardless, we can try it. If you want to try it.
Oh my god.
I can't promise it'll
You're
be
asking
good.
Someone.
Yeah, if it doesn't work, we'll just cut it out.
All right. Okay.
So, as, you know, the headmaster of the ring, I want to congratulate you both on closing the portal in your own way.
Mm-hmm.
It was really beautiful. The vibes are so good now. our teeth are so straight. We're excited to move forward. That being said, we found out that some of you, meaning you two, we're up to some things with that portal.
Oh?
And there's a current phenomenon going on that you might have heard of called the Mandela Effect.
No.
Oh, no.
We're putting you on trial internally. And I need you to explain to me one of the Mandela Effect things that people are worried about and why you made the change.
All right.
I got one.
I got one. Because okay. I only know one.
Sure, sure.
Or can I make one up?
I don't care.
I'm going to make one up.
You could draw pieces of paper if that would help you, but I don't think it would.
No, no, it won't.
Oh, she's doing it. She's in there.
Oh, God, she's what's getting one paper. I want to do? I'm trying to figure out where I could go with this.
What?
Wait, what does it say?
It says Marco Rubio. I'm drawing another one.
I thought that was a good one.
Here, I'm going to pause it so you can get a second to think. So, you know how there's a South and a North Dakota?
Mm-hmm. I do know that.
I'm aware.
It used to be because... Well, it... My God.
Watching Casey explain this, she's, like, kind of crazed. Like, really. Like, okay. The brain's working so hard.
There is North and South Dakota.
Yes. There is.
Okay. And people are always like, why isn't there just one Dakota? Mm-hmm. Especially, I would say more than people ask about North and South Carolina.
Okay.
Like, this is a big thing. Like, why isn't there just one Dakota? I mean, it's so far up there, so far out there. Like, who really cares if it's, like, one or two Dakotas? Yes. There's really no difference in population. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, the reason is, in a different universe, it used to be one Dakota. But it was too powerful for the country sure. to handle. And it wanted to secede from the Union mm-hmm. so badly. Mm-hmm. So I went back and I made there like a straight flat line right across the Dakotas. And mm-hmm. I said, you know what? We cannot handle one Dakota. Mm-hmm. So we must have a North and a South Dakota. Mm-hmm. And people are so strongly, I made sure that they were so strongly rooted in like, you know, I'm from North Dakota or I'm from South Dakota. Mm-hmm. Because I knew that if they set aside their geographical differences, Dakota would be too strong for the United States, and we might have another portal open up.
And not in Dakota. What would we do? Wow. I want to thank you personally for preserving the state of our union.
Thanks.
What a dangerous threat Dakota poses.
I preserved the state of our union by ensuring the state of Dakota was not...
Would not exist.
Would not be in a union.
If you are from North or South Dakota, know that I'm watching you.
We're all watching.
We're aware of your power.
Yes.
Take it easy, buddy.
The ring is watching.
Take it easy, buckaroo. All right.
So I've got an actual Mandela effect.
Let's hear it.
That what? I read about recently that... Sorry, another Mandela effect. That one was real. That I read about recently and I never thought of. Mm-hmm. So you know, we all know the great game Monopoly, right?
Of course.
You know, ruins friendships, can possibly get Vicious. People disinherited from
Too
wills.
Too long.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the Monopoly man. Does he have a monocle or not?
He does.
I thought he did not. Too, but now you're going to tell me he doesn't.
He doesn't. See, I also thought he did.
I think.
And you know?
I'm thinking of the peanut.
I was going to say the same thing. I was like, I think it's the peanut guy.
You know why that is?
Why is that?
Because.
Did you steal it?
No.
Sorry.
Because when monocles were popular and fashionable and stuff, and we didn't have LASIK.
Sure.
It was fine for the Monopoly guy to have it.
Remember before LASIK when they only used monocles?
Yeah.
Instead of glasses, you would have two monocles that you would hold up
they're like,
at
man,
the same time.
Should we connect these? I don't think so.
No. Well, you know, eyeglasses were like the only way that you could really see before we had like contacts and LASIK and stuff like that.
Sure.
So it was fine for him to have it. Mm-hmm. And it was like a point of fashion and everything. But you know, when it became more convenient to just get contacts and LASIK, the ring had to go back and change it. Because one of the people from the ring is the inventor of LASIK. So we couldn't possibly have this huge staple game that's in most Americans' households. Mm-hmm. Having a guy with a monocle.
Of course not.
So we had to go back and change it.
Culturally, that would be LASIK. A disaster.
I mean, not necessarily promote LASIK, but like subliminally message people that like this rich, you know, rich Uncle Pennybags... Got LASIK.
Is his name Pennybags?
I think, I just looked it up. I think it's Rich Uncle Pennybags.
Pennybags?
Rich Uncle Pennybags? I thought she just made that up on the fly. You know this, Rich Uncle Pennybags.
It's Rich Uncle Pennybags.
That's wild. And he's short. I'm looking at it. Sure, does not have a monocle. But you know who does have a monocle?
Who?
The Peanut Man.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know what
Mr.
the brand
Peanut.
Is. But yeah, it's from
like
what?
The Planters Peanut Man.
Planters, that's it. Thank you.
How do I know this?
Because you're afraid of it. It's like cockroaches. You have to be hyper aware. Caroline's really allergic to peanuts, in case that wasn't implied. She doesn't have just a latent fear of peanuts for no reason.
Imagine if you're just afraid of peanuts. Just, no reason behind
she's
it.
Very nervous about them. Okay, well...
That wasn't that bad.
Thank you for playing along.
Yeah.
That was like D&D, but for Crisis.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. I feel like this could be something that we could do, like, as a thing. We had the idea of it. If you guys like it, please. That'd be nice. But if you do, we could do it in the future where we have you guys submit words that we could put in the hat, so then you feel like you're part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could help come up with fake committees or fake characters for us to play, and we could, you know, do this on the semi-regular.
I think it would also be fun to bring on people who don't do Mon and have them try to put together a crisis arc with no prior
knowledge.
Or even
people that do do Mon. Or just, like, people that aren't yeah. us.
We're just, like, snowballing right here.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
This well, is what typically happens.
Yeah.
What's new?
Lo and behold, they're gonna hate this and be like, never do this again. Like, I'm begging you to not do this again.
We actually get, like, negative listens, and then we drop to below 1,000 Instagram followers.
Frankly, we deserve it.
But thank you for playing along.
Yeah, this was good.
Don't let us know if you didn't like it. Do let us know if you did like it.
Please.
All right.
Smiley face.
Well, since you were the esteemed and honorable chair,
mm-hmm.
do you have anything for us to do right now?
Of course. The floor is now open for any points or motions.
Motion to close debate.
That is in order. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Debate is now closed.
Point of information, what are your social medias?
You can follow us on Instagram at @mono1podcast, and you can email us any questions or comments that you may have at mono1.business@gmail.com.
And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, be sure to rate and review us.